This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and as the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 continues, there are reportedly 9 different countries involved, including the U.S. and Thailand. So how do you coordinate such a large international search effort? For more on that part of the story, we're joined by Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. He's with us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, who is heading up the search effort at this point?
Malaysia has been heading up the search effort, and they've been directing the contributions from a number of different countries that you mentioned, U.S., Thailand, Vietnam, Australia, Indonesia, China. But really the most significant players, after conversations that I've had with U.S. Navy officials, really comes from the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, because they really bring equipment in the form of air assets and radar that other countries don't have that can really cover large amounts of large areas right now. And also, we should note there's breaking news in this right now, and that CNN's reporting that a Malaysian official saying that Flight 370 was last detected flying over a small island hundreds of miles from the flight's usual route to the west. And one of the things I can also tell you is that in terms of U.S. assets to the west of where they've been searching, USS Kidd has been just joined the efforts there yesterday, and it has helicopter searches that have been going on all through the day yesterday. Now it's nighttime over there.
Well, how is this all coordinated? Because I imagine it's all done on basically a voluntary basis. These countries say, we can bring this to the table and help you search.
That's exactly right. Voluntary basis. And the commander that I spoke with, who's the commander of our Navy in this region, who's directing these efforts, says they basically get a grid and said, this is your area today. And it's changing every day as new information comes along. And he got into the methods that they use with the planes, the P-3s that they're flying over the surface using surface search radar called APS radar. The P-3s actually able to cover in a single hour 1,500 square miles. So a real large distance with these planes. And they've also got helicopter assets, several helicopters that can go out for about 4 hour stretches each, and then they have to go back to refuel. Those two can cover in about 3.5 hour time, about 440 square nautical miles. Really significant areas that they're able to cover using these assets. And again, Australians and New Zealand also has some of these same assets.
And in addition to what all of these governments are able to do to search, there is also the opportunity for the public to get involved by monitoring satellite images. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Digital Globe, they've trained their cameras from, they've got 5 orbiting satellites, and so they've trained on the Gulf of Thailand region, and they're asking people to go to their website and tagging areas. You can start looking on, very precise areas, tagging things that look suspicious to you, and they're using algorithms to then find where people have tagged, where there's a cluster of tags, and then their experts can look more closely to see what's going on there.
Jason, with the officials that you spoke with, did they give you any sense of how long they expected to take to find this plane or any sign of it?
It's interesting. The most significant thing that I took away from it was this commander saying, we've reached the point of saturation in terms of air assets. They've got what they need to find it. And they're quite shocked that they haven't, because these radar are so sophisticated that if there was something on the surface, it will detect it. So but then the Malaysian officials say that this really is, still a needle in a haystack, saying that it was sobering for him, the Malaysian commander, that this is such a large and massive area we need to cover. Although, like I said, this we may be honing in on this new area that the plane apparently or reportedly may have veered into for reasons we do not know.
The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.